chapter 15, verse 26. If you find it, please say amen. The Bible said, "And God said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and if you will do the right thing, and if you will hear or give ear to the commandments, and if you will keep his statutes, I will put none of this disease." He's talking about the disease he put on Egypt. He said he will not put it on you. And then here's the punchline. I am the Lord that healeth thee. While you are still standing, let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand forever. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in the house. Thank you for giving this church a platform, not only in this community, but beyond this community. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of what you are doing in your world. Lord, I pray for your anointing on the world today. I pray that you will use me to be a blessing and not a curse. Glorify yourself in this house. Somebody is here with a question. I pray, oh God, that you will provide answers for them. I pray that you will meet every need, that you will heal our body and heal our broken heart, and just show yourself strong in Central Louisiana. We'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thanks to our media people today, I was watching the news and I saw Sister Mara. That was beautiful. She's not just a school teacher. Now she's working for the Lord. Amen. That's a blessing. We're going to take this church another level. I'm going to get hold of you all professionals in this house. We have bankers. We have lawyers. I see Shane. I see Ruby. All of you that the Lord has blessed. We have all financial advisors. Amen. Even medical doctor. I see Dr. Weatherspoon. Janice, Dr. Washington, several of these doctors were here early this morning for 8 a.m. I noticed one thing with churches or black churches or whatever. And we all work. Every church collects offerings on Sundays and they take it to the bank. You know what the Lord has been dealing with me? This bank don't pay you much. They take your money and they're making money off of your money. So we're going to break the curse in this community. I'm going to engage all of you smart brothers and sisters and find places we can infest. Amen. I said it. Amen. That's not my job. I'm just a visionary. I'm doing the same thing in my life. So why not do it for the glory of God? We don't need a place to be getting 1%, 1.5% return. There are places that you can invest and get 5, 10, 15, 20% interest. Amen. So turn on your smartness. Don't leave it at home. Let's change this whole community. Let's rewrite the history of this community. You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. I expect not just me. I don't want to be the only one being blessed. All of you working for me, all of my staff. When I say I'll see you at the top, that's from my heart. Let's take over this community. It's called Dominion Mandate. We are the head. Am I still in the book?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Those of you working in the nursery, everywhere you work in this ministry, driving bus, I want the world to see you. I want you to be the envy of the world. I don't know how I get into that. Jesus. Do I have an amen?
Amen.
Well, business concluded. No motion to adjourn. Praise God. I want to talk with you briefly on the subject I titled, How to Receive Your Healing. How to receive your healing. So today's focus is on healing. Tell somebody I got it. Now let me take you behind the scene so you know why I'm talking about healing. I've noticed recently how the enemy has been attacking this church, you know, in the area of sicknesses and disease, you know. I don't know if you all notice it. The devil attack even your own pastor. Then I noticed how he attacked the chair of my deacon's ministry.
Yes.
The devil is very strategic. By the way, those of you that knows about wizard and witchcrafts, that's how they operate. They don't see the building as the church. They see the people. So they go after leadership. And if that don't work, they go after your marriage and go after your children. If that don't work, they go after your support system. All right? Even they attack the president of my choir. My major intercessor, they attack his children. I will watch this drama. I see a lot of members who have called me because I communicate, you know, and they will tell me this is what's going on in my family. My child is being attacked, or my job is being attacked, or my wealth is being attacked. So I put the two and two together, you know. So we have to fight back. Are you all still here? I don't have to tell you that. But I want you to know where I'm coming from. What's cooking in my spirit. Why I do what I do. So today, the focus is on healing. The good news, ladies and gentlemen, is that when you see the devil attacking you, you must be doing something right. If you're already on his team, he don't worry about you. He don't bother you. This church must be making a serious difference in this community. So that's good news. So I'm not intimidated by any attack of the devil. In fact, it gives me strength to keep marching. Another good news, of course, is that even though the enemy attacks, we are still here. Amen. Amen. If you notice, this is not a church where we are having funerals after funeral. Many churches, that's all they do. If you see funeral in this building, they are renting the building. Oh, glory. So the fact that we are still here let you know God is faithful to this church. Amen, somebody. So before we take the communion, I just want to share with you three stories. How many stories? Three. And I want to tell you about three people. And I want to give you three keys. Like a doctor, just prescribe to you what you need to take. Amen. You see how simple it is? Ladies and gentlemen, the first story I want to tell you is about Israel as a nation. What about them? You know how they were in Egypt for more than 400 years. Am I still in the book? And then, after so much struggle, after so much pain, the Lord delivered them. That itself is a miracle. Somebody shout, miracle. Then after they were delivered, if you're following the history, they left Egypt and they're heading to what we call a promised land. God promised them a land. They have to travel through the wilderness to get to that promised land. Am I still in the book? The Bible is not really complicated. And as they were traveling, they ran into the Red Sea. They said, wait a minute, how are we going to pass through this? And if you recall, the Lord came through again. And they were able to walk through the Red Sea on dry land. Am I still in the book? That was another miracle. Somebody shout miracle. Miracle. You know why I'm asking you to shout that word? Because today, many of you, that's what you need. In your life, maybe I should speak for me. The reason why I'm still standing before you today is a miracle. From time to time, I hear Sister Gail saying, I'm looking for a miracle. It's good to be a walking miracle. Amen. The Lord brought them through the Red Sea. And then we find them, they continue on their journey. Then the Bible said 3 days later, while they are still traveling, they ran into some problem. You know what the problem is? They ran out of water. You know, you got to have water. So they are frustrated. They are traveling in the desert and no water. Then they came to a town. The name of that town is called Mara. Don't let that throw you off. It's just a name. Just like you have the city of Alexandria, you have the city of Lecompte, you have city of Colfax, you have Pineville, Dry Prom, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. In biblical times, there are cities and towns. So they came to this little town called Mara. And amazingly, they found water. Of course, in real life, you will say, whoa, problem solved. Hallelujah. We're in the desert, we need water. We come to a town, whoop, there is water to drink. But you know, the devil played tricks. The next thing they realize is that the water is no good. The water is not drinkable. The water is bitter. Ladies and gentlemen, I can stop there and preach to you because many people under the sound of my voice, they are going through some bitter experience. What do? When you have water, but it's bitter. What do? When you have a marriage, but it's bitter experience? What do? When you have a job, or you have a business, but the experience is bitter? This was a major problem for Israel. How do you react when you find yourself in that situation? In the case of Israel, guess what they did? They start murmuring. They start complaining. They start blaming leadership. I bet I can prove those folks were black people. I just put the two and two together, you know. Their leadership, their pastor's name was Moses. He had enough sense. Guess what he did? He went before God. That's what a good pastor would do. That's what a good leader would do. When your back is against the wall, when you have people who are working against the system, when people don't see what you see, you take your burden to the Lord. That's a free gift to pastors that are watching and leaders. Moses went before God. He said, Lord, Houston, we got a problem. And again, the Lord came through. God always come through. Oh, I wish I could take you out for dinner and just sit down and testify. In 29 years of my being here, I've seen so much miracles. Many times when our back is against the wall, the Lord made a way out of no way. Now you know why we're saying, the Lord will make a way somehow. You see, we're not just making noise. We are talking from personal experience. God told Moses, this is what you need to do. Get you a piece of stick and drop that piece of wood in the water. And Moses did as God commanded. Guess what happened? The bitter water turned sweet. Let me stop and pray for somebody right now. Whatever you're going through right now, I pray that God Almighty will turn every bitter waters into sweet in your life. Everything the devil meant for evil, I pray that God will turn it around for your good. If you receive that, shout amen. That is a miracle. And then God gathered all of them and said, let me tell you something more. Guess what God told those Israelites? It's exactly what I read to you at the beginning of this sermon. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. God said, now that you're happy, now that you have water, now that the water is drinkable, now that the water that was bitter is now sweet, let me tell you something that's about your God. He said, let me give you a promise that not only would I do what I just do, I will also take care of you for the rest of your life. But that was a conditional promise. So here is the promise in that one verse I read to you. God said to them, if you would listen to what your God is saying. He said, number two, if you would do the right things, I can stop them and preach, because many of you, the only thing hindering the move of God in your life is because you are messy. You won't do the right thing. I'll be honest with you, the devil will always present you opportunity to do wrong. But the Bible says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, whose delight is in the law of God. In the law of God, he meditates day and night. Brothers like that, sisters like that, the Bible says, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will bring forth your fruit in your season. Whatever you do, whatever you touch will prosper. People will look at you and see blessings. They will look at your family and see glory. They will look at your children's children and see miracles. That's the will of God for you. But the secret to it, do the right thing. Don't be a part of any mess in this community. There are many preachers in town. They call me all the time. Let's do this. Let's do that. I said, no, I cannot be a part of that. I'm like a pregnant woman. I'm carrying a miracle. A pregnant woman doesn't do like every other woman does. There's a reason for that. So if you want God to bless you, you want God to bless the work of your hand, you want God to bless your children, you want God to show out and show off in your life, you want your business to stand out among your peers, guess what God said? Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Don't be a part of any mess. Don't join any funny club that doesn't represent God. Are you still here this morning? Then he told them, not only do you need to listen, not only do you need to do the right thing, he said, pay attention to God's commandments. He said, keep all my statutes. He said, if you would do that, he said, I will make sure no sickness, no disease come near your dwelling. In other words, all the mess flowing around in the world, they will not know your address. Open your mouth, shout amen to that. And then here is the punchline. I say all of that, that's introduction to my assignment today. God then say, let me introduce myself to all of you. He said, I am the Lord thy God. I am the Lord who healeth thee. So for the first time, he introduced himself to humanity, that his name is Jehovah Rapha. That word in Hebrew means healer. Are you all still here? Two lessons you should have learned by now from their story. Number one, that God works miracles. Say, I got it. Number two, God is a healer. That's right, mama. If you don't hear anything else, I have to say, receive that. God wants to heal you. God wants to restore you. God wants to mend every broken area in your life. He said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. The question then is, how can you receive your healing? I finally get to my sermon. It's not enough for you to know that God can heal. You need to know how does God heal? How do I receive my healing? And I'm a living proof that God heals. You watch me, God see. People, everybody tell me, no, take the time off. You need 90 days of go on a sabbatical. The next Sunday, I'm right here. Some people will stay home for weeks, for months. I told my family, I say, the Negro is going to work. The question must be asked, brother pastor, what were you taking? What medication are you on? And I always tell you, there are two realms. There's the natural realms, and there's the spirit realm. In the natural, I got medication. My doctors, they told me, you got to take something they call Entresto. Don't ask me what that means. I mean, some big English. I take it every day. They told me I got to take something called Cafidolol. I can't even pronounce some of them. That's how deep these doctors are. I have nothing against doctors. My own daughter is a doctor. I celebrate them. They help us in the natural realm. But I want you to know there is a doctor. Oh, glory. Who is greater than every doctor on earth? I told you, my friend, Manti is here. He is the CEO of the biggest hospital in this town. I tell everybody, I say, yes, he's good. I like the company I keep. I thank God for the hospitals. Many of us would have been dead in our graves, but for their help. But don't just stop in the natural. Amen. You need what I call holistic healing of your physical being. So just like the doctor prescribed for me, you see, I'm in pain, they say, take 2 Tylenol. Some of you right now, your purse is full of pills. Don't make me call you out. You know I'm cuckoo enough just to do stuff like that, you know. But I'm saying there is a realm of the spirit, and the spirit realm, to be honest with you, is far more real than the natural realm. So you need to know what God prescribed in the spirit realm for you to take. Just like I'm taking medication in the natural, believe it or not, I'm taking medication in the spirit. Tell somebody, I got it. Okay, now, so what are the medication that God prescribed for us when you and I are sick? I'll give you 3 keys or 3 prescriptions. Number one, you need to locate the word of God concerning your situation and stand on it. Did you hear what I just said? I just gave you $1 million advice. I'm sharing with you the secret of my existence. My children, you know, they are concerned about me. They will come. Janice will call, how you doing? I say, I'm fine. Daddy, don't lie to me now. All is well. I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Don't just sing it. knowing your knowing that God's got your back. Storm may rise, wind may blow. Deep within you, you know. And when you know that you know, no devil can talk you out of what you know. What is the prescription? Locate the word of God concerning your situation and stand on it. Question, what does the Lord say? What is the word of God that I'm asking you to locate? I just gave you one. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's what God said concerning you. The day you get a revelation of that, your life will never be the same again. What does the word of God say that I'm asking you to locate? Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. God said, I will remove sicknesses and disease from your life. He even tell you how he's going to do it. He said, I will bless your bread and I will bless your water. Let me put it in plain English. He will remove contaminations, food poisoning. Do you know you can eat something and drop dead? You eat the wrong thing, just like that. One preacher experienced that. He's a native of this community, you know. I think he grew up in Wardfield. And he was pastoring over there in Houston, Texas. He came just to visit. He eats something. And he ended up at the hospital. He's dead. Just like that. God can remove poisonings. He said, I will bless your bread and I will bless your water. Oh, one of the things I have to deal with as a public figure is every day I'm getting invitation. People want an audience with you, you know. Come to my house, come eat. You can tell they're dirty. Wow. I never will forget one time. I was visiting a home like that and the food tastes terrible. True story. And I'm sitting there and I can hear heaven downloading, mama. And the Lord told me, okay, the woman is going to ask you, how is the food? He said, I know you, Joshua Joydara. You want to be nice to everybody. Tell her the truth, that the food no good. And I'm saying, oh, no, I'm not going to, no, that's not even my personality. I'm not going to tell the woman how terrible the food is. And it's like I'm talking to my own self. The Holy Spirit said, no, tell the truth. If you say something else, you're lying. Tell the truth. Then I begin to pray. I said, please, Lord, don't let the woman ask me for my opinion. By that, I will satisfy God, so because I wouldn't lie, and I will satisfy the woman also. And my prayer was not answered. And after a while, that old woman came to me, Reverend, how was the food? I said, oh, man, it almost made me curse. You know? Now I got to do what the Lord said. I said, Mama, to be honest with you, that food was horrible. It tastes terrible. I knew then I've lost a member that day. But will you believe? God is my witness. While I was talking, his children fasting their eyes on me. And her husband waiting to hear what I'm going to say. When I said, I just knew then I'm done. I'm finished. I just destroyed my own reputation. Instead, the husband said, Pastor, I know for sure you're a man of God. He joined the church. He has never left this church. Let me give you a clue. He's now a deacon. I am so glad. It was tough for me because if you know me, that's just not my personality. I want to just smooth things out. I say, oh, that was so, it tastes good. But the Holy Spirit said, you be lying. Tell the truth. How do you receive your healing? Prescription number one, locate the word of God and stand on it. What does the word of God say? Isaiah 53 verse 4. He had borne our griefs and he had carried our sorrows. What does the word of God say? Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. He said, I'm the Lord thy God. I change it not. What does the word of God say? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He will always be the same. Locate the word of God. Locate it and stand on it. What does the word of God say? Isaiah 53, verse 5. He was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon him. By his stripes, you are healed. Locate that word. Locate that word and stand on it. What does the word of God say? Psalms 103, beginning from verse 1, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name. Verse 2 said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Don't forget all of his benefits. As a child of God, you have benefits. You have insurance policy. Amen. It comes with benefits. You have to remind yourself constantly about the benefits. Part of the reason why many of us stay sick, we forget the benefits. You know how you tell people something and they forget it? You know why they forget? Because it's not important to them. Develop a habit of making the word of God very important. Remind yourself, what are these benefits? In the book of Psalms 103, verse number 3, he said, the benefits are, he forgiveth all of your iniquities. That's a good place to shout. I don't know about you, it's good to know. God has forgiven me of all my mess up. You walk around looking down, walking around with low self-esteem. Why? Whatever you have done, wherever you have been, all your mistakes, God look beyond your fault and see your need. Don't forget the benefit. He forgiveth all your iniquities. You know what that means? It don't matter what anybody say about you. You just knowing your knowing, you're a freed man. You just knowing your knowing, you're a blessed man. You're a blessed woman. The Bible says you're actually blessing the city. You're actually blessing the city. You're blessing the field. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. Everything you touch is blessed. What are the benefits? Psalms 103, verse 3 says, he healeth. Not some of your disease, all of your disease. Think of whatever diagnosis you've been given by the doctor. By his stripe, you're healed. That's right, sister. I like that. By his stripe, you are already healed. You got to know that in your spirit, man, that these too shall pass. Troubles don't last always. Though the storm keep on blowing in your life, your soul is anchored in the Lord. Are you still here? That's why somebody say, I sing because I'm happy. The songwriter say, I sing because deep within me, I'm free. How can you say that, brother pastor? Because his eyes is on the sparrow. And I know. You got to know. I know. I wish I have a witness. I know that God watches over me. On my job, I know God watches over me. In my daily work, I know God watches over me. In my business, I know God got my back. And when you know that you know that you know, no weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. Look at somebody next to you and say, I know. Amen. This might surprise you. I came to preach about healing this morning, and I came to my pulpit, and somebody left a pill. This morning. See, I'm holding. I don't know what this is. I said, huh? What is that? He said, pastor, this is yours now. I said, no, no, no. Don't stop taking your medication. All right. That's why I told you, medication that doctors on earth prescribe. I take it every day. And you're listening to me. But take another medication that heaven prescribed. God's pill. Are you still here? And what is the first pill? It said, locate the word of God. Stand on it, mama. Stand on it. Got to learn how to trust him. You know the problem with many people? Minister Matt, they don't even know what God said. How are you going to take a pill that you don't even have? You see the problem? Some people only come to church when they're hatched, when they're matched, when they're dispatched. And so they allow the devil to slap them around all year. This book of the law, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, don't let it depart from your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night. Be careful to do what it says. Then and only then, you shall make your way prosper. And you will have good success. You got to know. You know what that tells me? I'm taking a detour now. You got to know healing. For God to heal you, there's a part that you have to play. Did you hear what I just said? What does the preacher say? There's a part you have to play. I'm talking about personal responsibility. Let me talk to my wife. White folks, hold on. Let me talk to black people first. The reason why so many blacks are struggling. You depend too much on others. You have to take personal responsibility for your life. Many of you, you're waiting on the government. What government? They're confused. You're waiting on other people. When are you going to take personal responsibility for yourself? Hey, don't turn me off. You know God sent me here. You got to locate. That's your responsibility. Mama can't do that for you. Your pastor cannot do that for you. You have to accept the responsibility to locate what God said and stand on it. Stand on it. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. That's your job. It won't happen by accident. You got to take personal responsibility. Let me give you a second key. You have to reach out and receive your healing by faith. Are you listening to me? What did I say you got to do? You got to reach out and receive your healing by faith. When I say by faith, I'm talking about you cannot be looking at the symptoms. God is my witness. There are many times that my body is riddled with pain and I'm still here with a beautiful smile. Every morning I get on television throughout the whole world saying good morning, and good morning. You think I don't have problems? Do you think I don't feel down sometimes? Faith will cost you. To reach out and receive your miracle. When you get a chance, read the book of St. John, chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 9. That brings me to a second story. There was a feast going on in Jerusalem, like a festival. Like you all have Mardi Gras here. In Israel, they have festival. They have 7 different festivals. And Jesus decided to attend one of those festivals. And he was in Jerusalem. That's where the party is taking place. But the Bible says in that same city, there is a sheep market. Many of you don't understand that. You city people. Some of us who come from the jungle, we know there are markets where they sell sheep and goats. That's what they're talking about. They said right next to that sheep market, there is a pool. They even give you, the Bible gives you the name of the pool. It's called Bethesda. Then the Bible says at that pool, there's always a gathering of sick people. Impotent people. All kinds of sicknesses. The question must be asked, why are they gathering around that pool? The reason is because the Bible said once a year, an angel will come down from heaven and stir up the water. And anybody that is sick that get in first in that water will be healed. That's why they're gathered there. Now you understand the Negro spiritual. When we sing, wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's going to trouble the world. But don't just sing it. In fact, the truth be told, every time you see me, sometimes I walk in as if I'm just cool. But I've been studying all week. Don't be fooled by my smile. When I walked in here, the Negro is loaded. What I do every week is to come right here, stand here, and stir up the word of God so that somebody can jump in and receive your miracle. The Bible says, anybody that jump in first, they get healed. But the Bible point out somebody who was there. The Bible said this dude has been there 38 years. 38 years. So remember, Jesus came to town for a party, for a festival. But Jesus is so merciful and so compassionate, he left his own agenda for the day to come to see about that man. Now, I got to confess to you, I'm not that Christian. If I come to town for Mardi Gras, I'm in for Mardi Gras. Whatever your problem is, you call me, click. I put my phone on silence. Because today, Julio is in town to celebrate. But Jesus, thank God, is not like me. He's more elevated, thank God. Jesus left the party and came to this pool where sick people are gathered. And then in John chapter 5, verse 8, you see Jesus talking to this man. He said, hey, boo, will thou be made whole? You know why Jesus did that? Because the Bible says he knew the man has been there for too long. Question, how long have you been carrying your sickness? How long have you been dealing with the same diagnosis? And listen to the brother's response. In John chapter 5, verse 8, he said, every time the angel comes down, every time the water is stirred up, there's nobody to carry me. You know what is wrong with that response? He refused to take personal responsibility. I've been preaching the same thing for 29 years. Take personal responsibility. Don't say, I'm broke because the white folk. No, the white folks cannot make you or break you. Don't say, it's the Mexican. No, it's not the Mexican. The day you make up your mind that I'm coming out of this mess, that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, that I'm going to make it, I don't care if the Democrats in the White House or the Republicans are in the White House. It don't matter who is the mayor of the city. I come to town to be blessed. He was making excuses. The reason why he was stuck there for 38 years, he was waiting on somebody else. Now, Jesus did something. I got to stop. Jesus did something to help him. He said, hey, dude, let me show you how God operates. He said, this is what you need to do. Get up. I need to preach that sometimes. That's all. They invited me one time to speak before the NAACP. Did I get it right? And guess what I told them? Get up. In a few days now, I'm supposed to be speaking to the whole association. I don't know who these people are. I want to tell them how to win in life. Amen. You can win. God is no respecter of person. Jesus told him, get up. Pick up the mess you've been lying on for 38 years and begin to walk. Notice that Jesus didn't say, oh, let me baby see. You can make it. Hey, you can do it. Nobody have time for that foolishness. Get up. And the Bible said, verse 9, the man get up. You know what that tells me? He always had the ability. He just never used what he got. Jesus did not even help him. He got up himself. He picked up his mat and he started to walk. That's right, Pastor. The Bible says immediately he began to walk. What is it that's been holding you down? What system? What sickness? What disease? What corporate decision? Today, in the name of Jesus, you can get up, pick up your mat, and begin to walk. That's what happens to that man. That's what faith is all about. That's what I meant when I say reach out and receive your healing by faith. Regardless of the symptoms. There are Bible references for that. You remember in Romans chapter 4. See, by the way, you see that man standing. That's his way of saying, Negro, you need to shut up. That's my security. You got a gun. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a few more minutes, sir. Romans chapter 4. Beginning from verse 18, the Bible talks about Abraham. Abraham hoped against hope. Do you understand? To hope against hope, that means Abraham had a situation that's bad. You know his story. The brother is old, 100 years. He ain't got no children. He is in bad shape. He could see the symptom. There's no hope. But the Bible says he hoped against hope. Notice what else about Abraham. He did not even consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. His wife is barren. The wife is also too old. Can you imagine? Forgive me, Lord. Can you imagine Mama Rose Johnson trying to get pregnant? I'm trying to break it home so you can understand. Can you imagine Deaconess Beard trying to get pregnant? You can say, man, they know. Dr. Weatherspoon will tell Mother Beard, Mama, no hope for that. Dr. Janice, Dr. Washington, they will tell Mother Rose Joseph, Mama, you can give that up. Let's try something else. But the Bible said, Abraham hoped against hope. Even when you are faced with all the symptoms, even when everybody is telling you you cannot do it, if you can believe, Mark chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says all things are possible to them that believe. In case you don't know, Abraham got a child at the age 100. Sarah got pregnant at the age 90. Is there anything too hard for God? I don't know what mountain you're facing right now, but I stop by to tell you there is a God who can work on the impossible and make it possible in your life. There is a God who can make things, everything the devil meant for evil concerning you, he can turn it around for your good. You know how David got it? Romans chapter 4 verse 20. The Bible says he became fully persuaded that God is able to do what he promised. Let me give you my final key. You see, I see my wife standing there. Now I'm in trouble. I got to move to this side of the building so I don't have to face the force. In conclusion, the third key for you, the first key, I say, locate the word of God concerning your situation. The second key, I say, reach out and receive your healing by faith, regardless of the symptom. Now, the third key, you got to expect the power of God to manifest in your life. If you don't expect it, you won't receive it. God will meet you at the point of your expectation. Many of us, instead of expecting a miracle, we get used to our condition. They say that's the way it's always going to be. I have a family friend here. The husband is a medical doctor. They love me. I love them. They're members here. Their mama is a member. But they're amazed. My story has never changed. I'm just a mailman. I am not the healer. But you got to come to a point that you're fully persuaded that God can turn things around, that God can reverse the course, that God can make it possible, that God can make a way out of no way. The things that are impossible with me, it is possible with God. I want to pray with all of you. Everybody stand. Before we receive the Holy Communion, if you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, yes, I have diagnosis. Pastor, I'm dealing with this situation, this sickness. I don't care if it's just headache, backache, whatever it is. I want to agree with you before God this morning for your healing. Will you please take personal responsibility? Find your way to the altar right now.
Heal my disease.
Somebody else is coming.
I am the Lord.
Thank you for singing that song. Let's sing it by faith.
I am the Lord that healeth me. I am the Lord, your healer. I send my word and heal your disease. I am the Lord.
To be healed. Some of you, you need your emotion to be healed. Whatever it is, let's bring it before God this morning.
Oh,
we come this morning, Lord God, standing on your promises, Lord God. Father God, we come receiving by faith, Lord God. The Bible said that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. Father God, we come standing in faith, Father God. We come standing on your word, Father God, because your word is true, Lord God. That's life in your word. That's healing in your word. That's deliverance in your word. Father God, I read just the other day there's 8,810 promises in the Bible. 7,487 are made to man. Amen. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has prepared for them that love him. So you got to realize, amen, it's already been prepared. Look at somebody say, it's already been prepared. You just got to get hold of it. Glory to God. You got to make it yours. Somebody say, I'm making it mine this morning. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that man is a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. Father God, I thank you that my mind is off limit to the devil. My body is off limit to the devil. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I stand on your promises, Lord God, because your promises are yea and amen, Father God. You said life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so, Father God, I speak life this morning. I speak life over my body. I speak life over my home. I speak life over my children. In the name of Jesus, I come against sickness. I come against disease. I come against migraine headaches. I come against heart disease. I come against cancer. In the name, hey Lord, I come against, hey Lord, I feel it. I come against arthritis. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chest had our pieces upon you. And by your stripes, we already healed. Father God, we come, Lord God, holding on to your promises, because your promises are yea and amen. Lord, even before we say it, it's already done. Look at somebody, say it's already done. I claim my healing this morning. I claim my deliverance this morning. I claim my breakthrough this morning. The Bible say you have not because you ask not. Father God, we come this morning. Oh, Father God, speaking the word this morning. I speak over every dead situation. I speak life this morning. I speak holding this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, as we stand in agreement, Lord, Father God, you say pray one for another that you may be healed. Father God, I speak over my brother. I speak over my sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to loose your Shekinah glory. Lord, oh Lord, loose your Shekinah glory in this place this morning, Lord. Somebody, Lord, is believing for a miracle. Somebody believing for a deliverer. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I don't care what it is. There's nothing too hard for you. I need you to lift up your hands and begin to thank God in advance. Lord, I thank you. Oh, glory to God. I'm not moved but what I see, because what I see is temporary. I'm standing on the word of God, because the word of God is eternal. Father God, you said it, and that settled it. Father God, I thank you. Oh, you don't mean it. Glory to God. You need to open up your mouth and shame the devil. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you're going through. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. That is already done. You say the just shall live by faith. I realize that faith is not a short trip, but faith is a journey. Lord God, as we journey through these days, in these last days, Father God, I continue to open up a door that no man can shut. Shut a door that no man can open. Lord, I thank you. Somebody tell him, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you have done. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for total healing from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Oh, somebody give him glory. Somebody give him glory. Somebody give him glory. Somebody, yeah, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Even while you're praying, God is touching your body in the name of Jesus. Every organ, every cell in your body, I speak healing this morning. I speak holding this morning in the name of Jesus. For the God, I thank you. Lord, there's somebody in here, Lord, they done lost their joy. But you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you that, Lord God, you're restoring the joy in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. Somebody say, I give him glory. I give him honor. I give him praise. Lord, you are the Lord that healeth thee, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. You're a doctor in a sick room. Oh, Lord, you're a lawyer in a courtroom. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. You've been my healer. You've been my deliverer. You've been my way maker. You've been my provider. Lord, I look to the hill for which coming my help. Somebody say, all of my help. I say, all of my help. Come on, I feel this thing come from the Lord. Oh, glory to God. I'm here, Lord. Glory to God. I feel the presence of God. I want to let you know the presence of God is in here. Glory to God. You're healing. I said the healer's in the house. I said the healer's in the house. I said the deliverer's in the house. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your presence. Because in your presence is fullness of joy. Father God, I thank you that you're giving us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You in here this morning, you came in here with a spirit of heaviness. Oh, but as you stand on the word, as you receive the word, I hear the pastor say, get a hold of the word. You got to grab hold of the word. You got to eat the word. You got to digest the word. The Bible says not what goes into a man's mouth, but it's what come out. Glory to God. You got to get the word in your mouth and get it in your heart. Glory to God. And as it come out your mouth, it'll be a faith. Glory to God. Father God, I thank you. Are y'all too quiet for me? Come on, tell God thank you. Lord, glory. If you ever done something for you, you ought to say thank you. If you ever made a way for you, you ought to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Do you realize he already made a way? I heard him say praise. He told the Lord, the Father on the cross. He said it is finished. In other words, I done done all I'm going to do. Your healing is in your mouth. I said your healing is in your mouth. You got to speak the word. So look at your neighbor and say, you got to speak the word. In season and out of season, you got to speak the word. And the word will come alive in you because there's life in the word. There's deliverance in the word. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the man of God. Has he emptied himself before us, Lord God? Father God, I ask you to give him strength, Lord. Refill him, Lord God. Give him a fresh anointing, Father God. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Father God, we thank you for him and his companion. We thank you for his family. Lord, we thank you for his ministry, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to continue to fulfill his ministry and his purpose in life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the devil is a liar. I dare you to open up your mouth and say, the devil is a liar. I say, the devil is a liar. And the truth is not in him. So if the devil tell you sick, guess what? He lying. If the devil say you ain't gonna make it, guess what? He lying. If the devil say you ain't gonna be blessed, guess what? He's lying. God said, I'll open up a door that no man can shut. Father God, I thank you. Lord, if there's somebody, Lord, don't know you in the pardon of this sin, because I realize that's the greatest miracle that man could ever get. It's not a big house. It's not a fine car. Amen. It's getting your soul saved in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you right now, touch them, Lord. Don't let them leave here the same, Lord God. Lord God, but let conviction come in their heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's many playing church, Lord. Don't know you in the pardon of their sin, but Father God, you say many have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, let it arrest them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let a hunger and a thirst, Lord God, be birthed in them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We give you honor, we give you praise. Father God, look at somebody and say, we call it done this morning. I say, I'm walking out of here with victory. I say, I'm walking out of here in victory in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we call it done. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Glory to God. We're getting ready for the communion this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mother. Can't miss mother. Praise God. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 11, 24-25, we hear it all the time, the Word of God tells us that when we do this, the bread is his body and his
often as we do it in remembrance of him. And it goes and said that this is his blood. And often as we do this, we do it in remembrance of him. But the Holy Spirit did tell me that we do not need to make this out of a religious act, as some churches have made. This is a sacred moment. There's power in what we're doing. Our pastor just preached about the healing. And the only thing this is, I just told the church earlier that it's almost like he just baked the cake. The communion is just the icing on the cake. This is the finish, the making of the cake. This is part of our healing process. But the Lord also showed me before that God is going to heal people. But people are still going to be living like they're sick. And I asked the Lord, why is that, Lord? He said, he took me to 12:2. Romans 12:2, and he said, because people have not conformed their mind to the word. Everything is predicated on the word of God, as pastor have preached. You have to conform your mind to the word of God. If you conform your mind, your body will follow. He said, we are snared by the words that we speak. What words are you speaking? Are you speaking the word of God? Your body will conform, no matter what your body will say. But if you continue to speak the word, we do this in remembrance of him. As pastor quoted Isaiah 53, he quoted Psalms 103, everything dealing with healing. You conform. Sometimes we limit our understanding until we just think this is only remembering the death and the resurrection of Jesus. No, it's more. We remember what Jesus did and how we benefit from his death and his resurrection. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Your word is holy. Hallelujah. Your word is set apart, Lord God, for the benefit of your people. And so, Lord, we thank you for your holy word, Lord. We pray that, God, is anyone that need healing, Lord God, this right here will solidify the healing. Lord, you restore whatever with the canker worm, God, the caterpillar have taken from them. Lord, I don't care if it's in their health, it's in their sight, Father God. Lord, you are more than able, Father God, to do exceeding what we think and what we ask. And so, Lord, that the name of Jesus might be glorified, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that your name, hallelujah, would be glory through the earth. And we thank you, Lord, we give you all praise and all the glory, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Take up the blood. Thank you, Lord. That concludes our service. We thank you for joining us for our 10 o'clock service. And now it's time for our benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be upon you throughout till we meet again. The blood of Jesus be upon you till we see you again. Amen. Anyone who can see our pastor and his lovely wife, you can come to the front.